Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, before I get started, I wanted to shout out and thank the good people at Saban Films for providing me with this film prior to release. Now, they reached out to me, gave me this opportunity reserved for much bigger content creators, and I greatly appreciate it. However, that's not going to change how I approach my review. My audience, as small as it is, still expects that Cobra Kai no mercy approach. I always sweep the leg. Now, with that out of the way, in today's episode, I review a new movie called Cash Out, starring John Travolta and Kristen Davis. And I had to double check this one, but Quavo from the rap group Migos is in this as well. I know he's done some TV, but I believe this is his third movie acting role. So I haven't seen any of his other work, so I'll be sure to check that out and update you guys on that. Now, this is listed as an action mystery thriller, and it's coming to theaters on April 26th. Being a smaller film, not really that concerned about props, makeup, set design, special effects, that kind of stuff. I know budget has a lot to do with that. So for smaller movies, I always focus on things like performance, story, and the execution of that vision. Now, all those things are within the scope, regardless of your budget size. So what is this one about? Mason, Travolta's character, he's going to this very exclusive party where they are selling private jets. However, his team is not there for the jets, but to steal a particular item from a collection. Spoiler free, they do the job and it's successful, except he is double crossed by someone close to him. Now, they narrowly escape the authorities and Mason decides to retire, partly because that was the plan anyway, but mostly due to the emotional damage of this betrayal. Fast forward 3 years later, his brother comes to him with another job, but he's not interested. Now, his brother wants to do the job anyway. And you know what? That's kind of where I'll stop, because from there, Mason is kind of drugged back into things to make sure everything goes fine with his brother and the crew. And but the job does go wrong, and they're cornered by the authorities. And the negotiator turns out to be the one that betrayed them all those years ago. There's not an audience score since it has yet to be released. So what did this pro think? Well, let me get to the positives. Now, John Travolta is still as charming as he ever was. He still carries things here. More on that later. You will be pretty familiar with the formula. A heist gone wrong with a colorful cast of characters who all have their little expertise and specialties, which they get some of that right. The story itself is pretty straightforward with a little twist there in with the job, which I appreciated. Things do come to a satisfying enough close, but I do need to get to these negatives. Now, these kind of the movies need a colorful crew, but only three of the five really had anything to do. The muscle part, which includes the, you know, Quavo's character, we really don't know much about them and they don't get a whole lot to do. It would have been more effective had they wrote like some banter in there with the rest of the group and or maybe even given them a whole other job or something else to do other than just babysitting these hostages. Now, there's some like drone camera work here, which some of it was done pretty good, but it needed to be a little bit smoother. Some of it was a bit jarring with the way it was whipping around, you know, the people. It looked like, you know, whoever the drone operator was more focused on how good they can fly as opposed to framing these shots a little bit better. And I actually think the main cast did a good job, but some of the supporting actors were just not up to task. It's very straightforward and predictable. Nothing will surprise you here. And everything kind of felt very low stakes. It never felt like there were any danger of being hurt or going to jail or anything, really. And that was something that they definitely missed here. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to put this one right at a 60% on the Rotten scale. For me, there wasn't enough action or thrills to be labeled as such. Like I just said, there are no stakes or gravity to any of the situations. Some of the performances and there's a lack of originality kind of hold it back. But this kind of was like comfort food as far as the style and execution in general. I mean, the main cast was solid enough, and it was entertaining. These types of movies have come a long way, but it's nice to get a throwback every once in a while. Now, while I was entertained, I would say it's not a full-price type movie for people that can only afford to go to like one or two movies every once in a while. Unless you're really a die-hard Travolta fan, I will wait for this one to stream. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Again, thank you. The people at Saban Films are greatly appreciated. I hope, you know, you guys continue to send me these early trailers so I can do these reviews. That'd be awesome. And I thank all my fans out there. Thank you for the support. I appreciate you guys. And I will be back very soon, but my upload schedule might be a little spotty. I do have an engagement I have to do this weekend, and I'm probably not going to be able to upload anything over the weekend, but yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on that as things progress. But thank you once again. I appreciate you, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.